Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, November 28th, 2016. I am Jason Powell, and it is Cyber Monday, and that means our annual Cyber Monday special is here. For a very limited time, you will be able to get .NET membership for the low price of $1.99 for 1 month. That's right, under $2 for 1 month of .NET membership. That's a savings of $5.51 off of our usual rate. And for that matter, if you want to commit long-term, you can also save $5.51 off of our six-month or annual membership rates. All you have to do, visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. Once you're there, find the sign-up area. Once you're in the sign-up area, you'll see the coupon code area. Enter the coupon code CYBERMONDAY16, all together, all one word, Cyber Monday, and the numbers 1 and 6, all one word. If you have any questions on this, hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. Shoot me an email, .netjason@gmail.com. Act now. This is something you may hear me talk about one more time tomorrow. This is not going to be a week-long special by any means. Take advantage of that Cyber Monday special. Cyber Monday 16 is the coupon code. For more details, just visit the main page of ProWrestling.net, and you should see a story on the Cyber Monday 16 special. 1 month of membership for $1.99. Ad-free access, all of our audio content, our entire history, our audio library available if you sign up. We'd love to have you come on board and find out what it is we do. And it's a great time to do it because it's a crazy time in pro wrestling with a lot of big events still to come here in the month of December, which I'm going to be talking about coming up right after this break for non-members. On ProWrestling.net today, results of the Queens of Combat show, along with WrestleCade, one of the biggest indie events of the year, arguably the biggest indie event of the year that took place in North Carolina over the weekend. Plus, we know the official sponsor of WrestleMania 33. I know we've all been on pins and needles waiting to find out who it would be. Of course, you can join me tonight for live coverage of WWE Raw. I'll have the pre-show notes going at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, and actual live coverage of the show as it airs, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And first off, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend. I definitely used it to recharge the batteries heading into what is going to be a big week and even a big month in pro wrestling. But this week alone, I mean, in addition to Raw tonight, of course. We'll start with Raw. I mean, we have Sasha Banks challenging for the Raw Women's Championship against Charlotte. We have New Day defending the Raw Tag Titles against Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. And then SmackDown on Tuesday is the go-home show for the TLC pay-per-view. The only match we know so far for that show is American Alpha. Even though they won the Tag Team Turmoil match, for some reason they have to defend their number one contendership status against a team that wasn't even in there, Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. I don't know why they didn't just say that Shane and Daniel Bryan agreed to give this to them as a reward for winning the men's match at Survivor Series, but they didn't go there. And then after SmackDown on Tuesday night, the 205 Live show premieres. Brian Kendrick defending the WWE Cruiserweight Championship against Rich Swann. We are definitely looking for correspondents. Anyone who is going to the show in Columbia on Tuesday, please hit me up again at ProWrestlingNet or via email, dotnetjason@gmail.com. Looking for correspondents. Just kind of curious to see how they do this. Are they going to, even though the show is called 205 Live, is it going to be live? Are they going to tape some of it or even all of it before SmackDown Live takes place? I'm very curious to see how this all plays out. And so if you were going to that show in Columbia on Tuesday, we would certainly appreciate it. Or for that matter, tonight's a SmackDown Live event as well. Anytime you can help us out with results or a report on a show, it is greatly appreciated. But kind of back to the list of things. Of course, Wednesday you've got your NXT, you have your Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor for some of you. Some of you have already seen that show. I had somebody ask me, how are going to be spoilers on Wednesday if the show's already aired on Saturday, it does air in different markets at different times. Wednesday is kind of like the last showing, and so rather than we just kind of save it for then. So if you're kind of wondering why we have the preview and spoilers up on Wednesday and my written report, well, now you know. But Friday is Ring of Honor's final battle show. Oh, I left out TNA, of course, on Thursday, their usual Impact show. But Friday is that big Ring of Honor final battle. This looks great on paper. You have Adam Cole defending the ROH title against Kyle O'Reilly, which should be a hell of a match. You have Marty Scurll facing Will Ospreay, Dragon Lee, and Bobby Fish for the ROH TV title, which has been playing hot potato recently. Ospreay defeated Fish to win the championship. Then a couple days later, Skrull beat Ospreay to take the ROH TV title. And now we're getting a four-corner survival match with four excellent participants. This should be just a tremendous match. You got the Young Bucks and the Briscoes for the ROH tag titles. You got Cody Rhodes against Jay Lethal. Colt Cabana, Dalton Castle is like listed near the bottom of the list. I mean, that's how deep this thing is. This is a really loaded show. And I'm not a guy who just constantly sings Ring of Honor's praises. I'm really not. If you've listened to my audio reviews of the show, when I kind of rotate it. I mean, it's basically Darren Gutteridge and Hayden Glead do the bulk of the ROH audio reviews. Once in a while, I'll step in, or certainly when I review the show in print form, or for that matter, if I'm doing an audio review of the actual pay-per-view event, which I will be doing again coming on up on Friday night, I can be pretty critical of them, because to me, it's about more than just, hey, we had a bunch of great matches. The weekly TV show has improved, but it's, you know, there's still weeks where it's like, what are you building toward? What's the purpose of this show? And so I can be very critical of Ring of Honor. However, I mean, looking at this pay-per-view lineup, I'm really excited about this event. And it's back at the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City, so they're moving out of Terminal whatever number it was and getting back into the Hammerstein. I love that. It's a much better atmosphere for a wrestling show. I think this has the potential to be a really special show. So Friday night, pay-per-view, of course, live coverage at ProWrestling.net. And then Sunday is WWE, their TLC show, which is headlined by AJ Styles against Dean Ambrose, TLC match for the WWE Championship, that tag title match that we talked about. It'll be the team of Rhino and Slater defending against the winners of the American Alpha and Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton match. We get The Miz and Dolph Ziggler in a ladder match. And, you know, I mean, that show looks good on paper, too. It's going to have a really tough time topping what they do at Ring of Honor Final Battle, I believe. I think Ring of Honor just looks really deep. But I think these are going to be two really fun shows. Looking forward to covering those. And Jake Barnett and I, of course, will get together on Sunday night after TLC for our usual audio review of all the WWE pay-per-view events. That one will be available exclusively to members, as will the ROH Final Battle show. So again, take advantage of that Cyber Monday show. And you can follow along with our live coverage, of course. But if you want good audio reviews, full length, too. I mean, I'll probably fly solo on Friday coming out of Final Battle, and I'd be surprised if it went anywhere under 30 minutes, probably a lot more. Usually coming out of the pay-per-views, we always aim for about 45 minutes, and I think we end up going over an hour almost every time. So unless it's just a quick, forgettable show or something like that, I don't think this one will be. You're going to get a lot of analysis on TLC, and we also get into where we think WWE is kind of going with storylines coming out of each pay-per-view event as well. Let's shift gears to tonight's WWE Raw, because there's weeks where, you know, as we do on Mondays, I kind of like to look ahead and tell you what I'm curious about going into Raw, what storyline developments I think we have a chance to play out, what I'd like to see, things like that. And there have been some weeks lately where it's like, boy, I'm really struggling here to come up with a few things. This is not one of those weeks. I think there's several interesting things, and I'm going to touch on a few of them here. But number one, what happens to Chris Jericho? I mean, last week he was banned from ringside, yet he showed up wearing a mask, and he helped Kevin Owens defeat Seth Rollins to retain the Universal Championship. He was in the crowd to start with, then he hopped the guardrail. So I guess now they can just make it seem like Jericho outsmarted them if they want to, even though he did hop the guardrail. But I think the interesting part is, as I talked about a little bit last week, is that heel color commentator Corey Graves was even acting bothered by this. He wasn't happy with Jericho's actions and upset that he ruined another championship match. And it came off like they were positioning this as if Jericho had finally gone too far. So I do think there's going to be some fallout tonight. I'll actually be disappointed if it's just, well, he outsmarted him, we move on. More on that in a little bit. Now, as far as those title matches are concerned that I mentioned earlier, I don't think we see any title changes. You know, New Day is approaching the all-time record for the longest tag title reign, which is held by Demolition. I don't see WWE pulling the plug on them before then. I don't think they're going to have the tag titles much longer after that. I mean, there's just only so much you can do with them at this point. And I just don't think they need the tag titles. I think they're kind of just a fun act, and they don't really need the titles. And they could definitely prop somebody else up and kind of breathe some new life into the tag division. I don't think they're going to play hot potato with the women's championship more than they already have. So I guess I'd be surprised if Charlotte doesn't retain tonight, even though she's in her hometown. My guess is that Nia Jax gets involved, and then that kind of spins things off into a Jax against Sasha program. And of course, we're supposed to be getting Bayley and Charlotte at Roadblock. Now I suppose they could set up a fatal four-way between the four women. I hope that's not where they're going with this, even though I'm kind of lukewarm on Bayley getting the title shot right now. I really enjoy the Bayley character, just don't feel like it's necessarily her time. So maybe they are going to, but still, I guess I'd prefer to see them stick with singles matches, but I guess I don't feel all that strongly about it. I'm just, when in doubt, take the singles match over the three-way or the four-way is kind of my philosophy on things. Third, they're teasing that Rusev has been mocking Big Cass. And you know, we saw that last week at the end of his win over Enzo Amore. He kind of positioned Enzo so that he could apply the accolade and be glaring at Big Cass at ringside. The official WWE preview is playing that up. And I got to admit, it scares me. I do. I mean, I think we're going to see Rusev and Cass at some point. And what scares me is this kind of the breakout singles push for Big Cass? I think Cass is fine where he's at in the tag team with Enzo. I don't think he needs to be a singles act. I just don't know that he's ready for it. And I mean, there's a way to keep Enzo part of his act and do a lot of the talking. And the crowd was receptive when he took part and was it the four way or the five way for the Universal Championship when they were doing that bit. But still, I just don't know that he's ready for this. And so I kind of hope, and I think there's going to come a time where it's going to be feel natural. Like, why aren't they pushing Big Cass? And I said, kind of let people wait for it. Let people want to see it. And I don't think we're at that point yet. But, I don't know what they have in mind. We'll see what happens. I mean, clearly they're building toward Rusev and Cass. But, is it just kind of a one and done and they go back to the tag scene? I'm not quite sure. Also, do they make the big announcement of Brock Lesnar entering the Royal Rumble match tonight? Now, it was reported by ProWrestlingSheet.com that Lesnar would be in the Rumble match, which really shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, I was talking last week about the people kind of bringing up the fantasy booking scenario of Lesnar interfering and costing Goldberg the match, and he'd be unadvertised in that manner. And to me, it's a waste of a Lesnar appearance, and so I'm not surprised that Brock is going to be in the Rumble. I think that's a big sales pitch for the Rumble. You're not getting Brock against Goldberg in a rematch, but they're both going to be in the Rumble. So what happens with Brock and Goldberg? And I think we all assume it's going to set up to that rematch at WrestleMania. But I mean, clearly the money is in advertising both men being in the Rumble match. And I think the only question now is when they choose to make it official. And it could be tonight. We'll see. Also, when does the hype for Finn Balor's return begin? He is advertised for WWE Roadblock on the Arena website. There was initially some thought that, well, maybe they screwed up. Well, it's still listed. And normally, if WWE, now like they, it's rare that they screw up a house show listing like that. Normally, if they do, they will have the arena change it. I think they intend to have him at that show, and we don't know in what capacity. Is it going to be a surprise appearance as far as the casual viewer is concerned? I mean, you know about it, I know about it, but does the average wrestling fan who just doesn't pay close attention, do they know about this? Or are they actually going to promote his return on Raw? And you would think, obviously they're going to have to do it here soon if they're going to promote it. The pay-per-view is only a couple of weeks away. So I'm just kind of curious to see how they approach this. And also, what is the Roadblock main event? Because the arena is advertising Kevin Owens against Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. But there wasn't anything in last week's booking that really pointed in that direction. Roman, I just don't think. I mean, okay, right now he doesn't have a set challenger for his title. It isn't like they've been building to something with Roman. So it's possible they go there, but I just can't say that it interests me in any way. I don't want to see Roman back in the title picture. I don't think that's what the fans want. I don't think that's good for his character. But I mentioned we'd get back to the Jericho situation. Is it as simple as the punishment for Jericho is that he's going to face Rollins at Roadblock, and that kind of opens the door for Roman Reigns to get into the title picture somehow? Again, not a match I want to see because I don't think it does Roman Reigns any good. I really don't think there's people that I don't think that they've turned enough people to get them excited about this, and I think they're better off kind of leaving him out of the title picture. At this point, they may just throw their hands up and be like, "Look, we took him out of the title picture. He's getting booed as much as ever, so what's the harm of putting him back into it? I'm not quite sure. But yeah, it's not exactly a strong main event. Now, I mean, match quality-wise, it can be fun. I think Owens and Reigns can work well together and all of that. It's just not that appealing, the idea of Roman Reigns chasing after the championship. But we'll find out tonight. Again, you can find out along with me by joining me for Raw live coverage, 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time. I do take the pre-show notes, so if you want to get a quick glimpse at what is to come on Raw, they usually announce some matches and things on the pre-show, so you can check that out, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time for that. And don't forget that you can go ad-free by becoming a member. Take advantage of our Cyber Monday special. Enjoy ad-free access to the website and also hear tonight's WWE Raw audio review and all of our audio content from throughout our entire history. Just by taking advantage of that Cyber Monday special. Again, the details are available on the main page at prowrestling.net. But if you kind of already have it figured out where you go, what you got to do, then simply enter Cyber Monday 16, all one word, Cyber Monday 1-6, the numbers 1 and 6, Cyber Monday number 1 and number 6, and you will save $5.51 off of our usual rate. And again, you can apply that to our 6-month or annual membership rates as well. $199 for 1 month of membership. We don't do specials very often. We'd love to have you on board, and it's a great time for it with all these events coming up. And the members are already listening to the Progress Wrestling audio review that Hayden Gleed and Darren Gutteridge got together for Chapter 37. The guys have been getting together and doing audio reviews of the Progress Wrestling Show. I think that show went like 85 minutes in length, so a lot of audio content already available to members today and still to come for members today. My Q&A audio show, where I answer their wrestling questions to begin with, and then at the end we have some fun where I answer their non-wrestling questions. I look forward to it every week, and I think there's a batch of members that do as well. And so again, take advantage of that Cyber Monday special while you can. It's not something we're going to be talking about on Wednesday. I can guarantee you that. It's just going to be a quick special Cyber Monday. Take advantage of it. And until next time, thank you so much for listening. And hey, please take a moment to subscribe to this daily podcast. Rate and review us on iTunes. You are helping spread the word about our site and about this audio content that we put out there for free for you guys. And thanks to everybody who just takes a moment to retweet when I put out the link to this audio show on the Twitter page. And I will be back tomorrow discussing WWE Raw and looking ahead to SmackDown and the premiere of 205 Live. Until then, take care.